This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Bruins tickets for tonight as they open the, or get to the home opener finally at the Garden. And I will give those away to you at exactly 9:30 this morning. Tomorrow on this show, it's a Patriots Friday, Jelani Tavai. After a QB1 change, and we'll talk to Jelani Tavai at 7:30 tomorrow on the show. And then Pudge's Pals at 9 tomorrow morning. But right now, Courtney and the rest of today's news.
Well, this is a disgusting story. 42-year-old Justin Vose, who's a Newton School bus driver, was charged with kidnapping after the Middlesex District Attorney's Office said he took three children with disabilities to secluded areas instead of to school. He turned off the audio and video recording inside the bus for up to 20 minutes and... when they took his phone, found photos of the children with him on it. The kids were between the ages of 3 and 5.
What?
He is scheduled to be arraigned on October 25th.
Drop him in right in the middle of general population and let everybody know what his paperwork is.
But how does somebody like that get a job driving a school bus?
I don't know. In the story, seems like it didn't just happen once. So the Newton schools reached out to police.
I mean, why wouldn't there be a system in which the second you turn off the recording devices on the bus, it is immediately intercepted by someone from the city?
Well, if you're saying that he's done this before, you would think that he'd be on, unless he's never been arrested, some type of...
No, it seems like they noticed that...
Sex offender list.
It seemed like they noticed that he would do that from time to time. And so they finally reported him.
We need robo-school buses. Elon Musk cannot get out with his announcement quick enough.
No, you know what you need in school buses? Hidden cameras that the bus drivers don't know about.
Don't know that are there.
Yes. Yeah.
We can hear from a Newton parent on BZ.
So God only knows what happened in those either few seconds, minutes, you know, and these parents have no idea. Or how are they going to find out what happened to their kids?
A three-year-old?
And they're mostly nonverbal. An MBTA bus sideswept a bunch of cars in the South End Tuesday night. At least 10 cars need repairs.
How are you driving a bus and you sideswipe 10 cars, not one?
I do not know.
Okay.
The good news is that handwritten letters were left on all the cars explaining what happened. Okay. We can hear from James Wacholtz, who is talking about his wife's Lexus on Boston 25.
And it appears that the bus ended up inside the back of our car. It certainly is something that could have been fatal if there would have been any individuals there at that time.
All right.
Yeah.
Send him to my boy Adam at the John Gotti Auto Body. Acura Collision in Everett. He'll take care of you. Courtney, you sending your car over there, right?
I am going there, yes.
Yeah, he'll take
care. Great spot for a wedding.
Yes. Yeah.
Over at the auto body shop.
Well, across the street is Encore, so that's probably a good little spot.
You have your daughter as the bride be lifted up on the auto lift. Ceremony right
there. Yeah, I don't know if my wife's going to allow that one.
Free oil change for every guest who comes.
We'll see you back in 10 years or 100,000 miles.
Right. Encore would be a good spot.
Encore is definitely good. They got the little water view.
Here we go. He's starting with the free plugs already.
And not for nothing. Like, this sucked, but like, why did everybody have to go to fatal? Like, everybody's like, oh, this could have been a fatality. It's a bus hitting, sideswiping a car. Nobody was dying, dude.
Now, we do have some fast food rage in the news.
Okay.
We don't have an open for that, right?
I don't think
So. We got to make one.
We should.
Yeah. 32-year-old Aaron Brown pled no contest to one count of assault with intent to do great bodily harm and one count of weapons felony firearm after he shot a guy over his serving of guac at a Chipotle in Michigan.
Oh, okay. Not enough. Not enough guac.
He first got into it with a female employee who was actually serving the guac to him. He was upset about how much was given. He called her names, went behind the counter. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see the surveillance video.
Yeah.
And when a male employee told him to stop, tried to stop him, that's when he shot him.
Is Chipotle back to being good? I know that
Yes, they are.
Frequent Chipotle visitor Brees Hill told me that they had really gone down.
Yeah, they were skimping on the meat.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, they were skimping.
Skimflation?
Yeah, they were.
I hate skimflation.
See, Curtis, you might want to listen, another Chipotle hack.
Yeah.
You get the meat, whatever, chicken, steak, and then you wait as they start to move down, then you say double the meat. Because if you tell them double the meat in the beginning, they don't charge you? Well, no, they don't give you the full...
Oh.
Double the meat portion.
They give you like a half a scoop, two half scoops.
Yeah, right. So you wait.
Honestly, I'm in on the Wiggy life hacks. Yeah, that should be a segment. How to steal water from a grocery store.
It's not stealing.
And how to get free extra beef on Chipotle.
Well, it's not free.
Do you go bowl or burrito?
I go burrito. You pay for the...
I go bowl. I'm watching my weight.
If you go bowl, another hack, you get the tacos and you get the sides of that. It's cheaper and it still ends up being a bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Chipotle also has wheat wrap. So if you want to go...
Oh, yeah. Healthy.
Yeah, so you can... Yeah. But
Do they have a kale wrap?
I don't think so, but I found this.
Do you guys like Chili Cate? So you've been to that chain, the new chain around the area?
I haven't.
No.
Yeah, there's one right in Southie, James' favorite. Burritos are great. They have like everything you need in one.
Yeah.
Bingo.
My wife put me on a place called Cava.
Oh, so good.
Which is like, you know,
the Greek restaurant
version
in the South End?
That's K-A-V-A. This one's C-A-V-A.
It's on like Boylston Street next to the AT&T, but it's like... the Greek version of Chipotle. You go in there and you pick all the, what do you call them, accoutrements?
Like, yeah, like the tzatziki, the falafel.
Oh, wait, was that Shimon Courtney had a famous battle over the past?
Tzatziki.
Yeah, that's not how you say it.
That's exactly how you say it.
I love tzatziki or tzatziki.
We know O'Brien says it the way Shime does.
But a little hack for you, Greg.
Okay,
you're going off for Brees if he loves Chipotle.
Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
A bill was introduced into the U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday to award congressional gold medals to the 1980 Miracle on Ice Olympic hockey team.
Oh.
So the plan is for the creation of three medals. One will go on display at the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame, another at the Lake Placid Olympic Center.
And one goes to Mike Ruzioni.
Unfortunately not.
Oh, no?
The third will go to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
We now know the number one song requested by those who are dying.
Oh,
we actually know the top 10.
Can we guess?
Yeah, I would love for you guys to guess.
The Tim McGraw one, Live Like You're Dying.
Oh, that's a great one.
But if you were dying and you were picking the last song that you were going to listen to, would you want it to be one that reminded you that you were dying?
Right. Would it be an emo song or an upbeat song?
Sorry, what would you listen to? Mambo Number 5?
No, Greg would listen to Boston by Agostana.
So these are people. What? These are people who are dying soon.
Yes,
within the audience that was here at the radio station when I got here 5 years ago.
I have no comment.
Yes. Okay,
right.
But yes, it is of these people are nearing the end of their lives. Hospice.
Okay.
They
okay.
talk to a lot of hospice
and
nurses.
They pick a song to listen to.
Yes.
This is what they sound like right before they pick the song.
Bruins Thursday here.
I can give you the top 10.
All right.
Okay.
Starting at number 10, These Are the Days of Our Lives by Queen.
Okay.
Number 9, Hey Jude, The Beatles.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Number 8, Beautiful, Christina Aguilera. Number 7, What a Wonderful World.
Okay.
Of course.
Louis Armstrong.
Yep.
Yes.
Satchmo.
Number 6, Angels by Robbie Williams.
Oh, what a great British tune. That's a pop icon.
Really?
Number 5, Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
That is Greg's first dance.
Number 4, Over the Rainbow, Judy Garland.
All right.
Number 3, Simply the Best, Tina Turner.
Banger.
Number 2, I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
Great song.
And any guess on number 1? When I say it, you're going to say, damn, I should have said that.
Two Live Crews, Me So Horny.
Good guess. The Titanic song by Celine Dion.
No, great one, Curtis, but
My
no.
My Way?
My Way, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, great. Yes. Well, you're closest to death, so you probably had a good nose for this.
People want to sit there and remind themselves that they did it their way.
Yeah.
Now the end is near.
Oh,
you know what song I would choose?
The final curtain.
And you would like it, Greg. We played it on the show. It's the Parting Glass from Waking Ned Divine.
Oh, great song.
Awesome song.
I need some upbeat songs. If I'm going out, I want to go out in style. I don't want to go out with all emo songs, like you said, knowing like death's coming. I want an upbeat. Let's have a party.
Parting Glass, we played at my dad's funeral, Curtis.
Really?
It's such a... That movie is a great movie. You ever seen it, Courtney? Probably not.
No. You would honestly, Courtney, you and Santa would be a nice, like, lazy Saturday movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give that a go.
Love it.
Again, and I brought it up a few times. I told Wiggy he's got to watch it. First time watcher of Sons of Anarchy right now. I'm in. Right. I just started season 3.
Really?
Unbelievable show.
How many seasons are there?
There's like 7.
All right. Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Yeah, a lot of people. I never watched it.
You would love it.
It's kind of like the, what's the Baltimore, The Wire.
The Wire.
Where people would recommend it to me all the time, and I just never, I never got into it.
It's really
I'm
good.
On like the, to me, the hottest show right out right now is The Penguin.
I haven't started
yet. Yeah, I'm on that. Things.
Well, we're only,
fire.
How many, what are we, 2 weeks away from the Netflix doc on the Red Sox, Curtis, the 04 Sox?
Yes, it looks awesome.
The trailer's out. It looks incredible.
Interesting that Schilling's a part of it. Yeah, I don't know if that was going to be the case.
Yeah.
And is the other one out, Starting Five?
Yeah, that's out.
That's
yeah.
out? Okay. I've seen that as well.
That debuted yesterday.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Saw that as well, you know.
You
with,
did?
With Tatum, I saw that the preview. So I'm seeing a lot
the clip of he and Deuce.
Yeah,
I'm
seeing a lot of people. I haven't watched it, and I thought I would watch it beforehand, but the acting and the portrayal is so bad that Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, awful.
But people are saying Gronk, the portrayal of Gronk is funny.
It's awful. It's so bad. It's you know it's so bad it's funny.
Yeah, the guy who plays Gronk has a pretty good Gronk
yeah,
laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and the guy who plays Bill.
Yeah, I haven't
seen any of it.
No.
I gave it a try.
You did?
Yeah.
It just looks like the acting, the whole football portrayal.
There's nobody that's really known in it.
Well, it's not that, Greg. It's just like the whole football portrayal. It's like the All-American show that would be on.
All-American was very good.
But if you're going to do like a football portrayal, at least have the extras or the stunt people look like
Friday Night Lights.
Football players.
Tim Riggins looked like a football player.
Curtis, the argument in the Twitch chat is about why Netflix is doing this. When ESPN already did, what was that, 4 days in October or whatever, which was excellent.
But. I mean, it was great, but I don't know. Call me crazy. I could sit and watch people talk about that 04 run until I die.
Maybe
I mean,
it's a little bit more spicier on Netflix, you know, a couple F-bombs here. And
I mean, it's an it's the only time it had ever been done that a team had come back from 3-0.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, of course.
And then it was to the Yankees.
Yeah. Greg, it is impossible to overstate what that meant at that time, following the Boone home run in Game 7 of 03, the Cold War of the offseason's pursuit of Alex Rodriguez, the trading of Nomar, the local kid GM bringing in Orlando Cabrera, getting down 3 games to none, coming back, and then sweeping the Cardinals. Like, I could sit and watch that until I die.
Yeah. All right, is that it?
Well, we just got to end with Would Wiggy Eat It?
Oh, yeah.
Very quickly. A spicy speed eater, Canadian Mike Jack, put his taste buds to the ultimate test when he took on the most hot sauce eaten in 3 minutes. The YouTuber managed 2 pounds, 7 ounces of hot sauce during a recent record-breaking visit to the Guinness World Records headquarters in London. There he is on Twitch. So,
hell no.
Yeah, I did in 3 minutes.
Jeez. Okay, shoot me in the head.
Yeah. I'm not a big hot sauce fan anyway.
I love hot sauce. Do I could never do that.
Imagine the stomach issues after that.
My wife and my son, they love hot sauce. What's that place in Faneuil Hall? Where it's got all the different spices in there.
I think you mean Ed's Last Resort.
You go downstairs.
That's not the name of it.
No.
You discovering places in the city is...
Well, no, it's been there forever.
You know, the place with the spices.
Yeah, you go downstairs. Like, I don't know the
name of it. You know that authentic place, Boston Shipyard?
Yeah, you know, it's called the Spice Emporium.
Is that what
it's
called?
Every kind of spice is imaginal to man.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, you guys been to Cheers?
She went in there yesterday.
I've never been to Cheers.
She went in there yesterday, stocked up on cumin.
I've never been to Cheers.
Have you been to that bar, Balls in Hand?
Nope. See, I don't even... Is that a real bar? And I've never been to Cheers. Why would I go to Cheers? I go to places in East Boston.
I was giving a joke it's a place that, you know, tourists go to. And,
yeah. But no, is it really called the Spice Emporium?
I come back 5 times because they're out of paprika. Pisses the missus off.
Well, I keep coming for cumin.
Well, anyways, they got a whole bunch of hot sauce down there if you love hot sauce. Not a big spice guy.
Last Resort was a big place in high school that my friends and I used to go to be like a little cheeky.
Oh, wow.
Where is that?
Oh. That was in Faneuil Hall. No longer, I don't
you
think.
Weren't in violation of the laws with regard to an ID that one needs to drink in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Couldn't be me.
Okay. All right. Well, is that it?
That's it for
Great
the
job this morning.
Thank you
on
so much.
The news.
Have you been to that place with the fish? Aquarium?
Our aquarium stinks, though.
It does stink.
The penguins are good.
Not compared to like the Atlanta Aquarium.
Oh, that one. But that one is like iconic. The Atlanta one.
Well, isn't that supposed to be iconic? It's so small.
I will say this: we've been doing your life hacks.
Uh-huh.
Let me give you a. Would you like a frugal life hack?
Yes, I would.
Linz and I do this all the time to entertain Bullet. We walk over there on Saturdays and Sunday mornings. Seaport to the aquarium.
All right, that's a pretty good walk.
About 12,000 steps when you're done. And they have an outdoor area where you can view the sea lions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You look through the glass.
I did not know that.
And you don't have to pay to get in.
All right.
And Bullet likes to sit there and look at, we call them the sea dogs.
Oh.
And Bullet is fascinated for 10 or 15 minutes looking at the sea lions.
Not bad.
They swim right by there.
It's really
no
nice.
No charge.
Wow.
It's a freebie.
That is pretty
right
nice.
It is a freebie.
All right.
And if you see like parents going in with their kids,
mm-hmm.
And if you crouch down and walk behind, you can pretend to be a kid and you get in for the kid price.
Yeah. It's the biggest ripoff ever, yeah. That and Disney.
What? The aquarium's not a ripoff.
Oh, I mean,
it is expensive.
They charge you $40 or whatever it is for a kid to get in there and there's like 4 fish.
Disney is not a ripoff.
Yes, it
that
is.
That is worth every penny.
People who don't.
No, it is not.
No.
Yes, it is. It's worth
because
every penny.
You got to pay even if you don't get on rides.
Right.
So, like, if I'm taking my kids there and I'm not somebody who likes rides, or I got, you know, like, if Curtis goes with James, who's, how old is James?
Two.
2 years old, who's not getting on all the rides, he's still got to probably pay $30 for the kid to get
Ken
in.
Ken Laird goes to Disney by himself.
Yeah.
As an
that's
adult.
That's strange.
I would like to go to Harry Potter World.
By yourself?
It's great.
With Santo.
That's at Universal, though, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah. I went to an event last night with Visit Florida. Interesting timing to have that event.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was planned well before this hurricane happened. But they were talking about how they, you know, they are resilient and they are going to be welcoming people back to the state. And I was talking to them about the new things popping up at Disney. There's going to be Villain World, which I think Wiggy would love.
Did they offer free steerage on the boat of Lieutenant Dan?
No.
Or is that not one that you would
Lieutenant
want to
Lieutenant Dan didn't come up last
okay,
night, unfortunately. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
And here is Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Gerard Mayo has made it official when it comes to the QB.
For crying out loud, they're seals, they're not sea lions. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Twitch. I'm sorry. You know what I meant. I apologize. They're seals. You see the seals, you don't see sea lions. I stand corrected. Sorry, go ahead.
Gerard Mayo has made it official when it comes to the QB1 situation on Sunday. It's going to be Drake May against the Texans. Here's what he had to say about breaking the news to both Jacoby and Drake.
Going forward, I think now, you know, Drake gives us the best chance to win now and going forward. He's been getting better every single week. As I said before, at the end of training camp, he actually was trending at a very high rate. And that has continued through the early part of the season. So, you know, it's solely my decision to make this choice. I had a conversation one-on-one with Jacoby. I had a conversation with Drake. We're all on board, and I would also say Jacoby's a warrior, and he took the news very well, like a professional, like you would expect from a guy like that. So,
all right, good for him. Finally, we get to see Drake May.
Yep.
I wish the Patriots were just more honest. who believes it was his decision alone? Does anybody believe that?
Well, the fact that, listen, I asked him Monday. He went out of his way to be very demonstrative in saying it was his decision. And then the fact that he decided to say it again yesterday says to me that pretty convincingly that it is not his decision alone. That's why he keeps saying it up for him.
No, I think he did big boy.
I do too.
Boy Elliott Wolf.
I do too.
Because I think they would want to stay with Jacoby Brissett.
How could they want to stay? Jacoby Brissett doesn't want to stay with Jacoby Brissett. How could they want to stay with Jacoby Brissett?
Well, because I think for whatever that stupid plan thing, they backed themselves into the corner. I think Mayo went in there and kind of put his foot down and said, no, we're doing it this way. And he big boyed them, and they're like, all right, Gerard, this one's on you.
Jabril Peppers has been placed on the commissioner's exempt list. He will not be able to attend practices or games. The Bruins have their home opener tonight. Puck drop at 7 against the Canadiens. And Thursday Night Football will see the Niners at the Seahawks. Kickoff is at 8:15.
Ooh, good game.
Did you need my pick for that, by the way?
Yes. Nope, we're going to do it at 9.
Oh, okay.
9 o'clock hour.
Cool, good tease.
That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Courtney. 47 degrees. Very brisk out there this morning. Afternoon high.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Well, that is QB1 on being ready to go on Sunday. It is finally Drake May time. And we had Bill O'Brien on this morning, always an awesome interview on this show. And if you missed it, you can go back and listen to it whenever you want on the Odyssey app. You can do that with anything that you may have missed on this show at any time. But I was interested in the way he described what he would do when it comes to scheme, game plan for Drake May on Sunday. And you agree?
Yeah, I like to shrink the playbook for him. Do things that he does well. Put him on the move. When you want to take a shot, I would go I know Shime's going to love this. Jump into the world of max protection off of play action. Maybe it becomes a one or two man route max where you have plenty of guys that can protect. And if that shot's not there based on the coverage, then maybe just use your athletic ability and get out of there.
Or add in a nice wiggy classic tight end leak route. Yep. Be good to go.
The O-ish screen.
What do you think the balance ends up being Sunday between run plays and others?
I think I would probably say 55% run, 45% pass. You don't want to keep it simple for him, especially in the first game against a good defense that, Will Anderson Jr. can get after the quarterback.
But also that game script could easily change if you get down 7-0, 10-0 early.
And I like empty, too. I like empty for a young quarterback. Put him in empty, have short routes, make him get the ball out of his hand quickly, sprinkle a little bit of motion in there so it determines for him whether or not they're playing man or zone so he can have a good pre-snap read, and then he's able to get the ball out quickly. And if, they're in a zone and things happen, they happen to jump routes, when you're in empty, it's obviously a good time for a quarterback to get up out of there and use his athletic ability.
You and Bill O'Brien love to throw the game script out there, Shime.
Yeah, I mean, we're simpatico, Greg. Yes. We're on the same page.
I'm on Shime Island.
Ugh. Yeah, I think Shime, there's a real possibility that he would send you on the road to do some scouting.
I would be over the moon.
That is a segment for the show. We get Shime video of him on the road, scouting, taking notes. He becomes like the Michigan guy.
Got the stopwatch out.
He's a big bone Connor Stallion.
Yes, yes.
Lock me in.
There you go.
Send me to Louisville. I'll go scout.
But do you have faith that when you heard Bill O'Brien talk about all of those things that you just talked about, do you have faith that Alex Van Pelt can and is going to do that?
Well, I think he can. I mean, it's not that difficult. Like, if you're an offensive coordinator, and the other thing that you would do is, like, if there was something he did good on scout team, maybe a specific play concept that you said, oh, he really did good, and like, because he talked about how other offenses were pretty cool. We all know it's a copycat league. take some of those things and maybe incorporate it into your offense.
I'm also curious, too, because AVP said early in the season, it might have been right after week one, that he wasn't able to use his whole playbook. I'm curious if that's because a portion of his playbook was specifically designed for a quarterback that has a skill set like Drake May,
yep.
And you just can't use that with Jacoby Brissett, because over 4 weeks, we haven't seen the playbook evolve all that much.
Right.
So I'm kind of curious where that portion of the playbook he was referencing even is.
That's probably the RPO play portion of the playbook, the element of giving your running game an extra running back, in the sense where your quarterback's a good athlete. Think about the touchdown that he scored in the preseason, came off of an RPO where he made it seem like, all right, I could give it to the running back. He keeps it. Boom. Jaden Daniels scored a touchdown like that in the game last week, I believe, or a couple of weeks. When you have that type of quarterback, especially inside the 10-yard line, and you can run RPO with him, is a lot of things that you could do. So maybe that's the portion
of
the play.
And I'll ask those that are listening this as well. But what's a good showing by Drake May on Sunday? What meets your expectation? Shime, he was number one in your mocks.
Yeah.
From time to time.
No, throughout the entire time.
Sometimes you change your mocks after the draft happens.
You were a J.J. McCarthy guy for a hot second.
Yeah, no, Drake May has always been and will always be my number one quarterback from that draft.
So what's a reasonable expectation of success for him on Sunday? Do they have to win the football game?
No, I don't think you have to win the football game. I think you have to. Your offense has to be competitive, right? You have to be clearly taking a step up from what you've been the first 5 weeks of the season. You have to look at least more cohesive, at least more explosive than that. If you want like number parameters, I don't know. I would say 175 plus and at least a touchdown throw. Like, that to me is...
And he can't turn over the ball over and over again.
Yeah, you can't have like three interceptions, right? Like, if he throws a pick, I don't. That's fine. I'm not scared of him throwing interceptions. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes lead the league in interceptions over the last like 2 years, but they're the best quarterbacks in football because they throw so much.
Ian Jerry in the Twitch chat says one touchdown, one pick, 200 yards.
See, I don't even need. You just can't have that Zach Wilson three interceptions and like, where the hell is he throwing the ball? He just like, you can't have that.
And just on the Zach Wilson quickly, did you see the stat out there that through the first four games, Aaron Rodgers and Zach Wilson scored the same number of points?
Correct.
Right.
And had the same amount of interceptions, I think.
Yep, you're right.
I don't need to see, like, the yardage numbers or, you know, I just want to see where you can go, and we've seen these games. We've seen them with Zach Wilson. We've seen them with Mac Jones, where you go, oh, he looks like he's got potential. Like, that's, I think, what I'll be looking for in this game, where it's like, this kid looks like he has some potential, and take that. I think that's going to be the biggest takeaway for me versus where if this you go out there and he just looks like a deer in headlights.
603 text from my beloved New Hampshire people. I can't wait for this offense to look worse with Drake May and to hear how Shime explains it away on Monday morning. Well, he will have that opportunity to do that on a paper.
Yeah, I won't explain anything away.
It can't look worse.
It physically cannot look worse. You're the only quarterback in all of football that is worse than Jacoby Brissett is Deshaun Watson. That's it. It's the only one. Like, the only way Drake May looks awful is if he's out there doing Will Levis things, like throwing the ball, like just handing the ball to the other team, which isn't going to happen.
Like, he's getting ready to get sacked.
You don't want the falling over in the end zone, avoiding the safety by throwing a pick six. You don't want that.
No, I don't want that. I don't want the surrender cobra after he just threw a pick and the guy's taking it to the house. Like, and it's crazy to me that people just like assume you make one mistake and you're just immediately a bad quarterback. Like, did anybody see Jordan Love this weekend make a Carson Wentz decision to trying to throw it away, and he throws it to the corner and it's a pick six? Like, quarterbacks make mistakes sometimes. It's just, do you learn from them and do you continue to make them is the question.
It's a lot of fun to not be the guy that's oddly obsessed and in love with the Patriots quarterback. Like, it's amazing seeing and how energized this has made him.
Curtis, I feel like an entirely new human being. Like, going through the Mac Jones era post Tom Brady and getting here has been like an insane roller coaster.
I do worry about Van Pelt just being a total pud.
Well, that's the problem.
I get that.
I mean, that I don't know that he's the guy.
Right. I mean, I wish we could send Van Pelt to the Pepper Palace, get some exotic flavors in the offense.
But, like, even if Van Pelt's not the guy, you're still going to see moments where Drake May is awesome. Like, he can be so good that he can overcome the play calling to a point. Like, it's never going to be to the point where he's going to take you to a Super Bowl. Like, but he's going to be able to overcome bad play calling at times.
Look for the moments. I think that's a good word that Scheim uses. Look for the moments in the Drake May performance that you can walk away and go, okay, he does have that potential to be really good. And then if Alex Van Pelt isn't the guy, now you just got to hope the next guy that they get is the one, because you don't want him to have like a Baker Mayfield situation where it's like three different offensive coordinators in his first 3 years as a quarterback.
All right, well, Drake May gets his first NFL start on Sunday, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. I have... What's the matter with you?
That sounded like a parody song on SNL.
That's a great song.
I have played a song like that, and it is, in fact, a parody song on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, as is often the case, a variety of opinions available for you in the Twitch chat. Or
who was it?
It's Bartles Union is the name of that artist, and Western Feel is the name of the song.
I think he needs to decide if he wants to be like rap or country.
It literally sounded like a comedian who wanted to make fun of country music.
Yes.
And did a song.
Some people really seem to enjoy it.
I have to say, I like the beat.
Okay, Curtis.
I mean, I am a musicologist.
Okay,
so.
All right.
But it did also sound like it could have been Weird Al.
Gotta mix it up a little bit and try to open the palate up.
Your show,
a
bro.
Little bit.
Let me rephrase that. Your show, big dog.
We have Bruins tickets to give away for tonight at the Garden. And I will give those away to you at 9:30. So be listening at exactly 9:30, and you could be there tonight. Jeremy Swayman, the starter, in that this evening for the Boston Bruins?
I would think so, right?
I would hope so.
I hope so. I would
Why
hope
not?
So.
What did I mean, what would you be waiting for?
Curtis is spot on a lot of times, and he was. I mean, when it comes to puck, he's always spot on.
I love hockey.
That is a concern. When it comes to the difference between Linus and his replacement, I just don't know that you're going to be able to count on goaltending unless it's Jeremy Swayman in net for this Bruins team this season.
And we have no idea how Swayman's going to be when he's playing a majority.
I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine. But Korpisalo,
I hope so.
Korpisalo is a risk. I think.
Are we overrating Swayman in that Linus got the identical deal? Like, did we? I feel like, just speaking, you know, of being an observer of the Bruins, it was clear to me in the postseason that Swayman is younger and more talented than Linus Ullmark, or more reliable in those games, however you want to describe it. And I understand it's half as long, but the contract doesn't kick in until next year. So there will be a four-year deal beginning at the start of next season at the same rate the Bruins are paying Jeremy Swayman for 8 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that means, but it's good, I think, in a way, Greg, because I feel like our postseason expectations have been somewhat unreasonable, given that the Bruins have dominated in the regular season due to an excess at a position you're only going to have one for in the postseason. Like, so I think the Bruins were a one seed or, you know, top of the NHL record-setting team, when in reality in the playoffs they were not that much better than every other team, and that's what the results yielded.
Oh, and I think you added significantly in areas that were a need. So I do expect them to, as long as Jeremy Swayman plays like Jeremy Swayman should play, I do expect them to be a better hockey team when it comes to the playoffs.
And the other thing I think people tend to overblow is, can Swayman do it as the sole guy? And when you look at last year, Swayman played in 44 games. And Curtis brought this point up, and he's correct.
You're only looking for 65 from
Only looking for really 55. That's the majority of a team. When you look at the top 10 goalies and where they are, Scheim brought up 70%. of the 82 games is like 57 games. So you're only looking for 10 more, 11 more games in that Swayman has to start on his own as the number one goalie and go, okay, we're asking you to start 55 games and do what you have been able to do in 44 games. So I think we tend to overblow, like, well, can Swayman do it for a whole season? I mean, so you're saying he can't start in 10 more games? I mean, a lot of people make it sound like he's only played in 20 games, like, and now it's all of a sudden, well, he's going to have to play another 35 games. Let's see if he could do it. I think we tend to overblow that stat or, you know, that part of the conversation. Like, Swayman has proven he could be in nets for a good portion of the time.
Okay, well, Bruins back on home ice for the first time this season, and you could be there tonight if you were listening at 9:30.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.